ABC News.
The federal government has today rolled out its multi-million dollar advertising campaign about Australia's vaccine rollout.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines, which will give us the protection to go about our everyday lives. The COVID-19 vaccines are being assessed carefully by independent clinical experts to ensure all potential vaccines meet Australia's high safety and quality standards. After vaccines are approved, they'll be rolled out, going to those most in need of protection first. To keep up to date, visit health.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
The government's hoping that the campaign will tackle vaccine hesitancy and ensure that all parts of Australian society are in the loop. But as we learnt from the early days of the pandemic and the Victorian second wave, getting information to culturally and linguistically diverse communities can be a sticking point. So how are they going to tackle it this time? Eddie McAuliffe is chairman of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria. I asked him what the federal government has been doing to engage with CULL communities in the lead up to this campaign.
Put it this way, I believe the federal government needs to get through to the multicultural communities. And bear in mind, they're not just one approach. Every community has its different, nuances and different cultures, different backgrounds in relation to issues like vaccinations and so on. A lot of them are historically sort of scared or concerned or opposed for a whole range of issues. And therefore, the government has to be sensitive to all these challenges and develop a campaign that's able to reach through to the majority of multicultural communities.
How does the government do that, though, especially when, as you said, each community has its own challenges in receiving these messages?
Well, I think what we've learned from the COVID, early days of the COVID campaign was it didn't reach the multicultural communities. They didn't take it up to the community leaders. They did some brief translations that were ineffective. But the issue is if you go through the multicultural community leaders and work with them, work with the communities themselves, at the grassroots levels, it is far more effective. And I think they've learnt that from the past. Also, putting money into SBS to promote in the various languages, and that was most helpful too, and using community radio, using all other churches, community organisations, a whole range of issues, whole range of approaches. Not just one approach will be successful. It has to be a range of strategies.
What were the pitfalls last time, especially around language during Victoria's second wave?
The pitfalls were first of all, they didn't talk to the multicultural community leaders. They didn't talk to the churches, the communities. They didn't talk to they didn't set up the multicultural task force till later in the year after the COVID had broken out. So they've learned from that. Now they have that task force. They have, talk to us and talk to the community leaders. When I say us, the Ethnic Communities Council and community leaders on a regular basis now. They've learned a lot. And that will put them in good stead for future approaches.
Well, from what we can understand, the vaccine rollout will begin towards the end of next month. Is there a certain level of inherent vaccine hesitancy within some CULL communities?
Oh, yes, of course there is. And I think we have to get on top of that. We have to reassure the multicultural communities that it is safe. It's not only with the multicultural communities. Regular, ordinary members of the community have certain concerns. I spoke to a cousin in England, and he's just had his vaccination, his first jab, and he said, "Look, there's a lot of people who are very suspect about having the vaccination."
Why are CULL communities in particular concerned about this rollout?
Well, I think, look, as I say, look, it is not one approach from, there are sections of the coal communities that will be suspicious, will be, how shall I say, concerned that the vaccines not be properly tested, and they may be feel they'll be using as guinea pigs. Look, I'm just pre-guessing. I may not be entirely accurate, but these are issues that have come up in the past.
How much of a role will community leaders play in the rollout of this vaccine?
Oh, enormous role, Sarah, enormous. Look, if the community leaders can show some real leadership, can reassure the communities, I think it'll be a long way to getting a successful take-up of the vaccination program. I think everybody wants to be reassured, and I think it's not only the multicultural communities. I think there is a whole communication program that needs to take place with the whole community, not just the multicultural communities.
Eddie McAuliffe there, the chairman of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria.